A demon disintegrates. Humanity presumably got its first lesson in unrequited love when Ravan was jilted by Sita. He opened his heart, and for a while, he got better. An otherwise demonized character appeared humane. Because if you can love someone with your whole heart, even one person, then there's salvation in life. He let 100 veils fall in his pursuit of her, despite knowing that desiring a woman who couldn't reciprocate his yearning was the most exquisite, the most excruciating form of self-destruction. Ravan gambles everything for love. In one conclusive attempt, he offers her his world, the world, wholeheartedly. Only to feel the heart-wrenching pain of wanting the affection of someone unattainable. His love was so true, it was tragic, and it would make anyone feel and weep for the most heroic villain to have ever lived. Ravan enters the paradisiacal Ashok Vatika, where Sita was tended to. She looks sullen, longing for her lord. Upon noticing her abductor, she squeamishly turns away. Undeterred by the disregard, Ravan addresses her. Sita, give me a chance. I have loved you for a very long time. You deserve more than a life with a mendicant who's given you no more than discomfort and grief. Be my queen and fulfill your destiny. I will lay at your feet the infinite riches of the universe, the life you are worthy of, the divine right to be who you truly are. Sita remained unresponsive. Ravan persevered. Oh, it's a blessing and a curse to feel everything so deeply, to be so hopelessly in love. Sita, I beg you, relieve me of this mighty pain and accept me. You will rule the world like you rule my heart. Shine like the whole universe is yours. From the moment I beheld you, I saw how much more love there was within me than I could ever understand. Your effortless beauty and graceful strength bewitched my soul, and suddenly, I felt all-powerful, like I could touch the sky. She turned to him then. Eye contact. A dangerous, dangerous thing. But lovely. Oh, so lovely. It set him on fire. He can't lose her. Not now. A bleeding heart, he began with startling conviction. Sita, never before have I been so intrigued by a woman. Never before have I so ardently craved for anyone's love. Be mine, and let me be yours. Share my life with me. Sit beside me as empress, as goddess of the three worlds. Marry me. For the very first time, Sita spoke with a man and not a beast. This isn't love, Ravan. It's ownership. And you can't buy love. You can't force anyone to love you. You took me prisoner from a life I was very happy to lead with my husband. I love Ram, and I will only ever be able to love him. Return me to him, Ravan. Return me to my life, the one you snatched away from me. I can't, Sita. I love you. I want you. There. You said it. You want me. You want something you can't have, because it doesn't belong to you, because it's unachievable. If I submit to your wishes, I'll just be one more feather in your cap, an acquisition, and the world will applaud you for the ability to prevail upon absolutely anything. That's untrue, Sita. If I have ever done anything right in my life, it was when I gave my heart to you. I didn't want to fall in love or need someone, for God's sake. I have everything. You appeared and it just happened. You have everything. Everything. far beyond anyone's imagination. Why then do you want me? I could never love you. Forgive me and forget me. I beg you, undo this wrong. Allow me to go back to Ram and embrace peace. Ravan turned wild and said, almost threateningly, there will be no peace. None until I've had what I want. Until you agree to love me back. Sita was curt. Well, have war then. Because Ram will come for me. And he will crush more than just your heart. Although humiliated by her frostiness, Ravan stood solid. No power, Sita. No energy, no force, no divine intervention can take you away from me. For my love is true, and you were made for more than that cursed vagrant. He continued, most gently, please think better of your decision, Sita. I will never stop loving you, and that is the incontestable truth. There was a sincere love in his voice that day. It was honest and aching. Only Sita could end the pain. But she refused. When did Ravan really lose the war? Was it when Ram's arrow pierced him? Or was it on this day when his love was denied and shunned and rejected? If only he had returned Sita to where she believed she belonged. If only he had released her. Who knows what the gamble would bring back? At the very least, there was endless possibility. Nothing and no one could defeat Ravan. But love is always dangerous. To love is to hope you'll win it all while running the risk that you could lose it all. And sometimes, it's also about accepting that there's a risk that you love more than you are loved. It disintegrated a demon, it made him human, and then it destroyed what was indestructible.